Tantor Audio presents Blood Games by Chloe Neal, narrated by Sophie Eastlake. Make no little plans. They have no magic to stir men's blood. Daniel Burnham. Chapter 1. Everyday Magic. Early March, Chicago, Illinois. He stood beside me as cameras flashed, a man with a long and lean body, deeply green eyes, and golden hair. He wore shorts, sneakers, and a long-sleeved shirt that snugged against the tight muscles of his torso. His hair, which normally brushed his shoulders, was pulled back in a queue, and around his neck glinted the silver pendant that marked him as a Cadogan vampire. But he wasn't just a vampire. Ethan Sullivan was master of Cadogan House. Even in running shoes, hands on his hips as he stood beneath the yellow arch that marked the starting line, a clock counting down to zero a few feet away, his masterdom was undeniable. He looked nothing less than a leader of his people. He glanced at me, an eyebrow arched in his usual imperious expression.
"Sentinel, you appear to be enjoying this a little too much."
I pulled my long dark hair into a ponytail using the elastic on my wrist, my long bangs across my forehead. I was also dressed in running attire, a Cadogan House track shirt, mid-calf running tights, and shoes in eye-searing neon orange that made me smile when I looked at them. But the apparel wasn't just fun, it was functional. It had to be if I was going to achieve my goal, beating Ethan Sullivan to the finish line. It's not every day I get the chance to best you in front of an audience.